Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of 10 Minute Marketing. I'm your host, Sonia Crystal Williams. And joining me today, I have Veronica Brooms. Veronica is a business growth coach as well as a mentor to many business owners over across the pond in the UK. Thanks for being here, Veronica.
Well, thank you very much, Sonia, for that warm welcome and brilliant opportunity to speak with you and your listeners or viewers.
Absolutely. So I'm going to jump right in because, Veronica, over the past few episodes, we've been having conversations with different business owners. And one of the overlapping themes that I've noticed is business owners who have groups or online communities in some way, shape, or form. And they've been finding ways to nurture them. And that's, of course, for those of you listening, one of the reasons why I asked Veronica to be here today. But let's start out first, Veronica, by just kind of sharing a little bit about your background and what you do.
Okay, so happy to do that. So my name is Veronica Brooms. And yes, I'm on the opposite side of the pond. I'm in the UK. And what I do as a business growth coach and mentor is help business owners to be able to strategize in terms of their pricing so they can get that right price to ensure profitability, to be able to grow and scale their business using what I describe as the 4P1S system, which is about productivity, planning. It's also about your profitability and pricing and sustainability, because that's one of my areas of expertise. And it's not everyone who needs the S at this stage, but I'm happy to also do that as appropriate. And what I do is to help business owners to grow and scale their businesses, to set the right price and to do so without burnout. So I do this by way of, initially it was one-to-one sessions, but over the years I've worked into delivering talks and group sessions through business enterprise support organizations, and more recently to launch a business accelerator membership. If there's time, of course, we can explore those. But you mentioned groups, and one of the aspects that I reluctantly came to was actually to set up a Facebook group. So happy to explore that with you.
Absolutely. And also just, I want to hit on just for a moment, the fact that you work with the businesses that you are partnering with and that become clients of yours or go through your accelerator on pricing, which is, and I heard the word burnout, because pricing is very stressful for a lot of business owners. So just out of curiosity, your business accelerator, is it a set amount of time that people go through this? Is it ongoing?
It is ongoing. So it's called the Gold Star Accelerator. And I thought goal as in aspirational and looking for excellence. And you want to be able to star in what you do. It is ongoing from the perspective that people can tap in and out as they need to. Because from my experience of being a coachee or a mentee on growth programs is that you can be overwhelmed with lots of information and pillars to go through. And sometimes what you simply need is someone that you can ask questions of, somewhere that you can go and get the specific information that you need. So pricing is one where people can do a one-to-one session. But in terms of the accelerator, we talk about what not to do, as in terms of mistakes to avoid, as well as what to do. But it's not only pricing in the accelerator. It covers all aspects of your business, but pricing is one area that I've niched in over the years. And way back in 2010, I had trained up as a small business coach. And when you train as a coach, you're told, oh, you should have your niches. And I didn't have a clue as to what niche I should be at that point, because I came as a business owner. I wasn't new to business, but I was new to coaching. And previously, I'd done more training rather than coaching. But I realized soon enough that pricing was an area that people struggled with. And even in one of my businesses, which was a training business, I thought if you sell cheap, and I use cheap deliberately rather than low price, you'll find people who think you're offering great value when they've learned about what you're offering, and therefore they'll stay with you. No, 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 they don't. And so I realized that for pricing is so important that we step back. So I go through a pricing strategy approach to what I do. And depending on where the business is at, sorry. We can also have what I describe as a revenue model. So we can look at which are the items in your pricing menu, your pricing list, how to position and prepare and plan to achieve those, and then what that would look like if you're able to have those different segments of your menu bought by your clients or your customers. And so that model gives you a sense as to what maybe you want to put greater emphasis on and which are the areas that are higher priced, but you need fewer clients or customers for.
Okay, got it. So you used a phrase, I reluctantly started a Facebook group as I've been growing my business. Let's talk about that word reluctance. What made you reluctant to start a Facebook group to begin with?
Because I'm not a digital native. I didn't grow up in the era where Facebook was the place to be, and certainly not for business. Mm-hmm. And so when I think of Facebook, I think of Facebook as the place that people communicate for family or friendships, which I don't do much of. I have some of that. And so my reluctance was the fact that, yes, I had a Facebook account for many years. Mm-hmm. I had dabbled in some aspects of Facebook and joined many groups for different reasons. And then I learned to be in and out of groups because you don't keep adding them to your list. You need to review that list to see which ones are still relevant and then to exit, which I didn't know at the start. And then when I was in a sales mentoring program, it was suggested that one way in which you can grow your group or develop your links is actually developing a Facebook group. And I thought, I don't know, because the idea of having to be on Facebook and connecting with people and doing the work to keep a group lively didn't appeal to me. I was focused on setting up the modules for the 4P 1S system and getting the training in there and recording the videos. And I had started or restarted a mailing list because I've had different mailing lists over time. And then I thought, okay, because you've focused and you've invested in this sales strategy, and if this sales mentor is saying it's one of the approaches, Veronica, you should do it. Because she'd also said I should have do Instagram lives, which I also did reluctantly, but I probably enjoyed doing those more until I decided it wasn't helpful to be speaking to myself so often on lives. coming back to the Facebook group. So I started and I invited the mentor and then the person who was developing the modules, so doing the background work in terms of creating that program that was going into the training. And then I invited a few of the people who were in the group because we are a relatively small cohort on the sales mentoring program. And so it started gradually. Oh, and then my social media assistant, yes, she was in the group and we had plans as to how we'll grow this group. And and it was just a slow. So like the first year or so of this group, I had less than 50 members. I probably had like 30-something people in the group over time. But I knew, I thought that, maybe I still need to do this group. But how to do it wasn't, I didn't have the answer. Because what didn't appeal to me was to be on Facebook, just messaging people, inviting them to the group. Because I still had to do the work after. And then with my social media assistant, we planned a strategy that, yes, we'll reach out to influencers. I had some other support with that. We'll reach out to invite people into the group. So we started doing some of that. The rules were a bit lax at the start because I thought rather than insisting that everyone answer the questions or share information about what they do, I should just allow people to accept an invitation. But then... For some reason, I started thinking this is an inefficient way of working. And I came across someone who had a group who said that you can learn how to grow your group within her group. And it was a monthly subscription. So I thought, okay, magic would happen that I just need to pay the subscription. And then suddenly I'll be flooded with lots of people in my group. So you know the post that you go through, which would say, yes, I'm looking for whatever it is, or I help whatever it is, or you join other people's promos and then you can put asterisk VIP or whatever the program is. So I did that for a few months. And then I realized it's not magical. It doesn't happen that people just start coming to your group. You need to do the work. And so you actually need to be in groups, posting, making comments, responding to others. And so I was with that subscription for about 3 months. And I realized if I'm doing all this hard work and I'm still paying a subscription and I didn't get this magical number of hundreds of people coming into the group immediately, well, then it means that this learning has to be used in a different way. So it's about being consistent. It's about posting in other groups. But I did have a period where over within less than a month, I actually had like 300 people in the group. It took maybe about 6 months to get to the first 100. So I continued doing this long. But then I got to the stage where, I could see the results. I could see how you can get lots of people joining your group. You can get lots of people, 10, 15 people signing up daily in your group. And because I went through that accelerated period, I'm convinced now that it is possible to grow your group, but you do have to put in the hard work. At present, I'm not doing any of those subscriptions within other people's groups, but that doesn't mean I will not do it in future, because I could see how a focused period of promoting as a VIP in another group can allow you to grow your members. So we've just crossed 600. So we're now at a stage where I have 608 or 610. But that's a huge change from where I was just a few years ago.
Well, and to start from zero, so I want to break your story down in a few ways. Because you started a group with no base, right? Some people will launch into the creation of an online community because they have a big email list, or they already have an audience that exists somewhere. So it is definitely, to your point, it can be and feel very challenging when you're in a position where I am starting this completely from scratch. So growing to a few hundred of strangers who are now a part of your group and engaged is a huge accomplishment. I also want to back up to that group that you were in. So you mentioned you were in like a sales mentorship group that you were a part of. And first just saying, and I hope everyone's listening to this, particularly those of you that are new business owners, that the learning doesn't stop. And that even if you are a coach yourself, like joining other people's coaching programs, mentorships, things like that, create huge opportunities to me for both collaboration and learning. And the fact, Veronica, that you actually applied what you learned in the group, because a lot of times we can get into some of these groups and these training opportunities and not apply anything at all. So it sounds like you took two routes, which was the Instagram Live route, the Facebook groups route.
Yeah. Now, may I clarify, please, Sonia, that it was the sales mentoring that got me the Instagram and Facebook, but not the growth.
Yes.
So I have to go elsewhere to get the growth, recognizing that it's not one size that fits all. And if as a coach and mentor, you're not willing to invest in yourself, it's hardly likely that you'll have as much information and support and options that you can offer your clients. So it's so important.
Yeah.
Sorry I interrupted there, but I just wanted to clarify that it wasn't that sales mentoring that gave me all the answers. It gave me some insights. And yes, it
meant I could
do the work. Yes. Yeah. But I had to then find other ways, because I thought, if this is the objective, like any coaching scenario, whilst I didn't have a smart goal around that, but like any coaching scenario, you begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey said. So my objective was to grow a Facebook group. How I broke that down and got there were the options I needed to pursue, because it wasn't a case of saying, oh, well, I will guarantee I'll get my first 100 in 100 days. No, because at that time, especially since I was reluctant, I couldn't see the point of having an objective like that. No, I don't want to be spending 4 hours a week or 4 hours a day putting messages on Facebook in the hope that I'll have people joining my group. So I'd say that I wanted to clarify that. So the sales mentoring program opened my eyes to some possibilities, but then I needed to take further action in order to actually actively grow the group.
So once you get to a place where you know, hey, I've got, you know, several hundred, or you went through that period where you had that nice bump in growth, how much time would you say you were spending? Were you on Facebook on a daily basis? How did your, you mentioned you had a little bit of assistance. How did they play a role? So what did that picture look like from a time commitment standpoint?
I would say generally I wouldn't spend more than 2 hours a day on Facebook, and it's not every day. Like over this weekend, for example, I actually spent maybe around 2 hours in a block. But the reason I didn't spend that time is that I wanted to be able to respond to some posts in groups. I also wanted to add my details to some larger groups, which I've been part of for a number of years. And occasionally I'd go in and post. So this weekend in particular, I wanted to be able to post about the Facebook group so that people are saying, promote your business. It's always good to promote your business every time. So I join those lists. I like, and then I comment. And if there are people from my group, so the Business Growth Coach Online, if there are people from my group, I'd like some of their posts because they're not exclusive to me. They're part of other Facebook groups. But it means what I'm doing is investing my time strategically. So others are creating these opportunities to post. And this weekend in particular, or last weekend in particular, what I did was to post an invitation to my Facebook group, as well as post a link to the Gold Star membership. Because I'm saying, here are my call to actions. And then in addition to that, what I did in my group, my Facebook group, was to like and comment on a few posts that other members of the group had made, as well as posting some events for the rest of this month. So there was there's actually an event that I'm doing through one of the enterprise support organizations that I don't usually post in the Facebook group. But what I decided this year I'll do is to keep that event section more active. So whether it's related to business growth coaching, whether it's related to the day in the month when we're having that Q&A for the Gold Star program, whether it relates to sustainability talk that I may be doing, I'll put those events in the group. And so that's where I spent my time. And I saw that that was time well spent because whilst I'm not seeing immediate results, I know that information is there. I've actually seen someone who's already, or a couple of people who've already done maybe for one of the events. If I hadn't posted, it would not have been, no one would have responded. So you also need to be able to think strategically when you're seeking to grow your Facebook group or any other presence you're looking to have on social media.
Absolutely. And so for this group, it's not because there are so many forms of how people can launch a group or an online community. And I know for me personally, one common form I've seen is you're already the user of a product or service, and then they have a group attached to it. That's one way. But yours isn't that way. Yours, it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like this is a group of people who have an interest in business growth and coaching. They're not necessarily using your product or service yet. So this is your opportunity to take someone who was a cold contact and get them familiar with you, your service, your systems through that group. Is that right?
Indeed. And that is spot on, because when I started the group, or the intention from initially was people who signed up to buy the group coaching program, which emerged from my sales mentoring program, people who bought that will then be part of a newsletter subscription and then will be invited to the group. But because that didn't work that way, I still needed to have a group to say to people, whether I'm sharing, I'm partnering with another coach as part of maybe their campaign to grow my list, if I'm offering a freebie as we describe it in the business, or for some other reason, I needed to be able to have something happening in the group that I can then get people to say, this is time well spent. So now yes, it's about the engagement, but it's also about me posting about events so that people can see, ah, here's what Veronica is doing, and here's how she may be able to help us. And in, and they're encouraged to ask questions. So when I do what I describe as a warm welcome. So when people come into the group, we do a warm welcome to the group, and I put a note, say, remember to tell us about you and your business. So there isn't any issue about whether you can post in the group or not. You're encouraged to do that.
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff. Veronica, thank you so much for sharing this intriguing journey of launching the Facebook groups and really just getting into some of the nitty-gritty details of what it looks like to build one from zero to 600 plus today. So again, congratulations on that. Where can people get in touch if they'd like to see more about your Facebook group or even some of your particular services and tracks that you offer as a business coach?
Well, thank you for asking that question, Sonia, and your invitation to share my details. So, of course, I'd love to have more people in my Facebook group because I've explained it's about business growth. It's about helping people to be able to grow and scale without burnout. And pricing is one of those areas I can certainly help you with to be more profitable. So I'll share the link for my Facebook group, but I also have an Instagram account. So if you're on Instagram or you'd like to reach out to me in any other way, I'd say my Linktree is the best because the Linktree not only has the social media information, but it also has a downloadable ebook, which is about 8 common pricing mistakes to avoid. I think it's still 8. And so this is just a start as to what you should not do when you're setting your prices. So I'll share those details so that when the recording of this podcast goes out, it means that your listeners and your viewers will also have the opportunity to connect with me. And I'm always open to that connection and collaboration and working in partnership, similar to what we're doing here today, Sonia.
Absolutely. Okay. So what's the link, the Instagram link for anyone that wants it? We'll drop that in the comments. And then the Facebook group, what's the name of the group, Veronica?
It's Business Growth Club Online.
Perfect. All right. Wonderful. Yes. All right.
And on Instagram, the handle is BIZ Coach and UK. So Biz Coach UK. But I share the information in the chat, so I know you'd be able to retrieve that and add it. But there's also the Linktree that will give you all the other parts of my, or most of the other aspects of my social media presence.
Absolutely. So everyone, once you go to Instagram, you can go to Linktree from there, get access to that guide, and or also check out the Facebook group. Well, thank you so much again, Veronica. Thanks everyone today for listening or watching. And until next time, have a good one.
Thank you again, Sonia, and all the best to your listeners and viewers.
Thank you.
And welcome.